37-year-old Jose Celias of Odessa has bonded out of jail after being charged with one count of sexually abusing a young child. Celias was arrested April 15th following an investigation into claims that he had intercourse and other sexual encounters with two girls ages 6 and 7. His bond was $150,000. The trial for Billy Wayne Hayes continues in Odessa. Yesterday, his former girlfriend testified in exchange for charges being dismissed against her. Hayes is on trial for the death of Ray Valdez in October of 2008. Tonight, clear with a low around 54, north winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 81, north winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour. Get all your local news and weather here on KWEL, AM 1070, DesertVision.net, and KWEL.com.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Who is ready to have a happy party time?
Beam me aboard.
Energize. Energize.
All systems go.
There are some who call me Tim.
You know much that is hidden, though, Tim.
Quite.
Hello, KWEL listeners. Welcome to Watchdog Radio for Thursday, May 12th, 2011. My name is Tim Kreitz, your faithful fill-in friend, doing the job today for Captain Watchdog. Captain Watchdog sent me a text about an hour and a half ago and said, "Hey, man, I need you to do the show if at all possible. Otherwise, I'm going to get in really bad trouble with my wife because I forgot about he's got some kind of thing at his third grader school. So he's doing daddy stuff. And, you know, he has to do daddy stuff a lot because he has like 47 children. So anyway, you're going to have to deal with me today. And now you're going to have to deal with something else today. We're going to talk about the normal things we talk about on Watchdog Radio. We're going to talk about out-of-control government. We're going to talk about bad legislation. We're going to talk about aggression and coercion and how one group of people sees things one way, and instead of trying to persuade another group, they automatically just go and try to force another group to do things a certain way. And we're going to relate this to something very, very, very near and dear to my heart. So you're going to have to stick with me because it's kind of an obscure topic. We're going to talk about motorcycles. Those of you who know, I'm very involved in Texas motorcycling from a rights standpoint, stuff I've done with the AMA and stuff I've done with the Texas motorcycle rights groups. And also you know, a lot of you follow the Superbike blog and that sort of thing. And aside from my career as an artist and musician, motorcyclists are the other thing that take up the majority of my time. A really, really bad law is in the works, and it has already made it through committee and passed through the Texas House, a highly discriminatory motorcycle law that is basically the motorcycle version of the 1990s assault weapons ban law that basically banned a certain group of weapons because of the way they looked and because of the people that were associated with them and because of the supposed extra capabilities that they had. The details of this law and the similarities between it and the assault bans law are going to be striking, and we're going to talk about it today. In fact, I'd like to dominate the – now, as usual, you guys, your calls are going to make the difference at 620-8700 because we entertain all subjects so long as I like the subject and it's remotely within the genre of what this program is about. But I'd really like to focus on bad legislation today and coercive legislation and, most importantly, legislation that discriminates against one group of people unjustly. And so we're going to dig into that today. And, of course, you can call at 620-8700 if you'd like to be on the program. But before we get into the meat of this greatness, you know what we have to do first, the same thing we always do. The most important thing, we're going to talk to our flagship sponsor. It's our good friends at Village Coin and Pawn. They make this show possible. They give us this voice. They give you your voice when you call in. And we're going to get their fantastic, wonderful, massively cool precious metals report. And as usual, I'm doing this live, so
Village Coin and Pawn.
How are you doing? Guess who this is?
This is the radio guy.
It is the radio guy. It's the fill-in guy. Oh, no, not him. Just calling for your precious metals report.
Sure. Gold closed at $1,507.80, up $5.40. Silver closed at $34.84, down 71 cents. Platinum closed at $1,770, down $6.80.
All right. Well, it looks like that was kind of a stable day. Nothing weird like earlier in the week, so that's fine. Well, hey, you know, the people that are listening may not know how great Village Coin and Pawn is, so let's just tell them a little bit about it, shall we? Let's talk about how you guys are the finest and the best traders, sellers, and buyers of precious metals in this area. Well, you know, I speak my mind. I say what I feel. And let's talk about all the other great things you have there, like guns and tools and musical instruments and all of the fine jewelry that you would have there. How about that? Got some of that?
Yes, I do. And don't forget, I also have coin supplies for them. Yeah, I have the book. I have all the supplies for coin collecting.
So very nice to know. So you have like all the value estimate, like the blue book for coins, right?
It's the red book, actually.
The red book.
Yes, I do have it.
I learned something today. How about that? The Red Book. All right, folks. It is Village Coin and Pawn there at 19 Village Circle in Midland, you know, down there on that famous corner at Midtown. And then they're also at their newest location, 2813 Andrews Highway in Odessa. We love you guys. Thanks for making Watchdog Radio possible.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Won't you take me to Rocky Town? Won't you take me?
Rockhounds Baseball presented by Basic Energy Services. May 12th is Thirsty Thursday. Fountain soda and draft and domestic bottled beer are all half price. Thirsty Thursday sponsored by Lone Star Signs, the Triple Threat Sports Bar and Grill, and Jack in the Box.
Won't you take me to Rocky Town?
This is Salvin Collins with Legacy Real Estate. We are humbled, and it is an honor and privilege to serve the Permian Basin with their real estate needs. It is a great time to buy, sell, or trade with the lowest mortgage rates in the last 50 years. Please give us a call at 687-6500 in Midland or 550-6200 in Odessa. Or see all our agents and all the listings at legacyrealestate.com. Remember, it's your home and it's your legacy.
Is the call-in line, the opine line, as Captain Watchdog would call it. This is Tim Kreitz sitting in for the great Captain Watchdog. Jason had family duties today, and with that gigantic family he's got, we cannot allow him to neglect those duties. So you're going to have to deal with me today. All right. And again, 620-8700 if you want to get a call in here before our mandatory ABC news break at 420. How many of you guys remember the assault weapons ban? Oh, there were a bunch of left-wingers and collectivists and anti-gunners back in the mid-90s. Actually, it started probably earlier than the mid-90s, but it went into effect then during the Clinton administration. The first Clinton administration, if I'm not mistaken, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong there. What it did was it basically took a bunch of weapons, guns, long guns specifically, that looked evil. That looked mean. They were painted black. And they held a little bit more ammunition than the average gun. And they were very menacing in appearance. And there were a lot of gang members using these weapons. Not necessarily because they were the best weapons to participate in gang warfare with. Because granted, in a lot of cases, they actually weren't. And a lot of those guys never could shoot to save a life, much less take a life anyway. But they were menacing and they were evil looking and they instilled fear in people. And so the gang people, they latched on to these so-called assault weapons and gave them a bad name. And what ended up happening was one of the worst pieces of anti-gun legislation in the history of America, which was called the assault weapons ban. And what it did is it took all these ugly, scary-looking weapons, and for no reason, it made them completely illegal. Forget the fact that there were a lot of guns that you could go hunting with that were better weapons, more deadly weapons, with greater range, and overall better construction, and better durability. But they weren't touched. You know why? Because they were pretty and they were accepted. They didn't ban, a really nice Browning Satori shotgun, for example. Something that your great-grandfather would have passed down through the family. Well, Satoris haven't been around that long, but you know what I mean. And what ended up happening was, for years and years and years, well, until the assault weapon ban expired, which I think was, it was just a few years ago. It was during the Bush administration, and I was frustrated that he wanted to continue it, but it did end up expiring, thank goodness. But for that period of time, these so-called assault weapons, which included like AR-15s and AK-47s, Segas, this whole class of weapons became basically illegal to own and produce. And so the only way you could get one was to get one that was pre-banned. They called them pre-ban weapons. And for that period of time, you paid three or four times what the weapon was worth for no reason other than if you wanted one, you had to get an old one because you couldn't buy new ones anymore. And it was a disaster. During that time, there was no significant loss of life due to gang violence. It all stayed pretty much the same. We had a couple of our worst school-related shootings during that time. We had, oh gosh, let's see, we had Columbine and a few others, Columbine being, of course, the one that sort of defined that era for school gun violence. And it was all during the assault weapons ban, this ban that was supposed to keep people from dying at the hands of people with assault weapons, which didn't work. The odd thing about the assault weapons ban was that when it expired, for some reason, and don't get me too speculating why, but gun violence decreased, especially with regard to that class, that so-called class of weapons. And then during that time, you had things like the proliferation of concealed carry across the nation. And overall, people started becoming safer and gun violence went down. But the law of unintended consequences caused all kinds of problems. Well, now we have an identical problem with Texas House Bill 2470, which is also known as Mallory's Law. It has been, let me make sure I don't give you any information here that's incorrect, but it's been introduced by this guy, this District 62 congressman or senator. I'm actually waiting for the page to load. Okay, Republican Larry Phillips, District 62, has introduced House Bill 2470. It was introduced in the House in March. It was referred to committee and spent very little time in committee, less than a few months, it looks like here. Passed the House of Representatives last week and was introduced to the Senate on May 5th. So they're about to vote on this in the Senate. It may be too late to do anything about this. This slipped under the radar. But what this does is, much like the assault weapons ban, it essentially takes one type of motorcycle because of the way it looks and because of the people who are associated with it, and it basically makes it illegal for the riders of those bikes to carry passengers. So, is it as of high a magnitude? No. But is it as high a magnitude of practical discrimination? Yes. Because the premise of this law is that the guys who ride sport bikes are morons. They are not capable of carrying passengers. And we're going to make sure that they have ridden around. We're going to give them 2 years to kill themselves before we let them carry a passenger. So the premise being that sport bikes are worse than any other motorcycle. They're more deadly. They're these assault weapons of the motorcycle world. And nothing could be further from the truth. Again, as with the assault weapons ban, where the more deadly and better constructed weapons were actually the ones that were left alone, the sport bike has been labeled as the most dangerous of all motorcycles. The sport bike. It's, we see these guys, they ride wheelies on the freeway, and they do all this crazy stuff, and they block traffic, and then they crash, and they run from the police, and it's the most deadly motorcycle on the planet right now. Well, I got news for you. It's not. I've got IIHS statistics, which are very interesting of themselves, in and of themselves, and we'll talk about those after the break. And I have NHTSA statistics, both of which saying that no, sport bikes, they're not the most dangerous motorcycle. The cruiser bike, the Harley, if you will, not to put Harley in a bad light, but the cruiser style bike that most cruisers these days are modeled after Harley Davidson's, because they're the original and arguably the most beautiful ones. And so everybody kind of follows Harley's cues. Those statistically have the highest death rate. So here we are in an assault weapons ban situation once again. And so we're going to get into this whole thing. We're going to get into the minutiae of the law, and we're going to relate it to how it affects your life, not only whether you're a motorcyclist or not. These kind of bad legislative ideas always filter down to affect everybody negatively.
At Sawgrass in Florida, injuries to his left knee and Achilles flared up, forcing him to withdraw just 9 holes into the first round. He shot 6 over par Tiger afterwards.
Knee acted up, and then Achilles followed off of that, and then the calf started cramping up, so everything started getting tight, so it's just a whole chain reaction.
And Woods admitted he felt soreness in the leg during practice this week.
Both Achilles and knee would be sore, but nothing what icing and treatment wouldn't do at night. Felt good this morning. Felt fine during warm-up, and then as I played, it progressively got worse.
Doctors had cleared Tiger to play this week, but he conceded that more rest would have helped.
They said I could play. The more rest I get, the better it would be, obviously. But this is a big event. I wanted to come back for it and play, and unfortunately wasn't able to finish.
Woods had not played since last month's Masters. NBA Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals between the Chicago Bulls and Hawks is tonight in Atlanta. The Bulls have a 3-2 series lead. Bulls point guard and league MVP Derrick Rose is averaging 32 points per game in the series.
We know that they're going to give us their all. I think that if we come out and play our way, defense first, that we can make things tough on them. We're a good team when we have pace to us. Guys going to have to rest up because we know that this is going to be war.
The winner of the series will face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the San Jose Sharks host the Detroit Red Wings in Game 7 of their second-round series. Detroit is looking to come all the way back after being down 0-3. The winner will face the Vancouver Canucks in the Western Conference Finals. Baseball, Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan has been approved by Major League Baseball as the controlling owner of the Texas Rangers. MLB Commissioner Bud Selig has met with Dodgers owner Frank McCourt, but set no timetable on approving a proposed $300 million TV deal McCourt has with Fox. Daniela Bellotta, ABC Sports.
When Renee Lee was set up on a blind date, she couldn't be sure she'd find him funny. She couldn't be sure she'd find him attractive. But thanks to Kohl's, she could be sure she'd find the perfect outfit. We all need a store we can lean on.
Kohl's, where you'll never have to sacrifice style for savings, and where you can earn Kohl's cash and spend it later on anything in the store. Sail into summer at Kohl's going on now and earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to provide the best service, so we listen to our customers. And we've heard you want an easier way to change your oil for less. That's why we're introducing a new 5-plus quarts bottle of Peak Conventional Motor Oil with a select Purolator Classic Oil Filter for just $9.99 after rebate. All your oil change needs under $10. Now, if you can only get your kids to listen this well. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $12.99. Rebate not valid in Connecticut or Rhode Island.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
620-8700 is the phone number. Tim Kreitz hanging in here for Captain Watchdog today. And we are talking about bad laws and coercive laws and mindless legislation that's full of holes. Feel free to call in and let me know what you think of this topic today. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the motorcycle thing. How much bad legislation has been passed in the last few years that's intended just to coerce people when persuasion probably would have worked better? I think it's an honest question. I really do. You are next. You're actually the first caller. I actually let a couple of callers go in that first segment so I could get everything set up. So if you guys were one of the ones that I didn't get on the air, I apologize. Please feel free to call back, but in the meantime, you are the first caller of the day. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tim.
How are you doing?
Good. About the motorcycles, yeah. I agree. They ought to just leave bikers alone and such, but you were talking about Harleys. A friend of mine used to have, I think, like a 95 Road King fully decked out. And that thing, I tell you what, those are nice. Those things got enough power, he could do it. Really, real easy.
Oh, yeah. The sport bikes are always the ones who have the bad reputation as, you know, riding around on wheelies, but a well-tuned Harley-Davidson will rip a wheelie very, very well.
Really. And the thing I love about a Harley, not only if you have it decked out, is it highly visible, but it's loud enough anybody can hear you, too.
Yeah, and actually a lot of guys go to extremes to make their bikes extra loud, and that's a, believe me, Gary, that is a whole other topic of conversation. You want to talk about
it? Well, I don't go factory, but...
Yeah. Good friend of mine, Britt, who's also who plays drums with Dingo Sanctuary, the world-famous West Texas rock band, he has a Street Glide that he has left the stock pipes on, and even that bike, as it's gotten older, has gotten louder. So, but they sound really good, and yeah, there are some who argue that the loud pipes save lives, or they increase your visibility through another sense besides the eyes. There's a whole other group of people who will argue with that and say, oh no, it's a bad thing. So anyway,
you know what we ought to do? Get rid of all the bad legislatures.
Yeah, the bad legislators, the mindless legislators, like the guy who introduced 2470. This is a very emotional piece of legislation. This poor girl got killed, and her family was presented with this bill by some sort of other organization saying, what we're going to do is we're going to try to stop this situation where your daughter died by making 18-year-old motorcyclists, or, well, not necessarily 18-year-old motorcyclists, any motorcyclist that doesn't have at least 2 years of experience and chooses to ride a sport bike, we're going to prohibit them for a few years from carrying passengers. It's discrimination. It's one bad apple causing basically force to be used against a whole other group of guys who are perfectly capable of carrying a passenger.
Right. So. Well, anyhow, I don't mean to take too much of your time. Enjoy your filling in and doing a good job.
Well, thank you. All right, we appreciate you too, man. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's take another call while we're at it. I'm going to try to be a little more diligent about taking calls instead of just droning on and on with my wild yap flapping as it always does. You're next. What's happening?
Hey, I tell you, I've been on your side for a long, long time. Back in the early 70s when they were coming out with helmet laws, me and a bunch of others were trying to tell folks that, hey, you pick on the easy targets, and before long, they're going to start making more laws and more laws to for your own good, you know?
That's right.
So now, I mean, it was hard to get. There wasn't that many bikers back then. But, like say, nowadays, the thing that you know, you take for granted now, no smoking in a bar or no smoking in a restaurant. If you'd have told bar owners or restaurant owners, you know, we're going to make, you know, after we get this helmet thing going, you know, and everybody's going along with doing this stuff.
We're going to nanny state you people into oblivion.
You were, I mean, there was a comment on one of the Texas motorcycle forums are going crazy with this thing right now because everybody universally, regardless of bike type, hates this law because they recognize the discrimination in it. Mm-hmm. And there are some also some things which I don't want to get into too much of the legal minutia. People who are interested in can go look at it. But there's a huge problem with some of the definitions. Number one, how types of motorcycles are defined and what their safety gear requirements are. And it could potentially lead to a situation where, because of the safety equipment requirements, you could end up with three types of American bikes. It used to be you had the 49 state model motorcycle, and then you had the California model, because we know how screwed up all of their regulations are. Mm-hmm. So this could potentially, depending on how the final language is worded, it could lead to a situation where you now have 48 state bikes, a California model, and a Texas model. So I'm sure that, you know, and this is one thing that it just kind of snuck in under everybody's radar. And I've, as a motorcycle rights advocate of many years here in Texas, I feel partly responsible for not paying attention. But it's hard when you have three jobs and a life to live. And, you know, it's hard to keep track of all this mindless, emotional, poorly thought out legislation.
Well, the thing of it is, people thought I was nuts 40 years ago. You know, I said, man, it won't be long. They'll be giving you tickets for not brushing your teeth long enough in the morning. You know
somebody said on one of the forums today they'll be passing laws telling us when and how to shift our gearboxes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one thing after another. More intrusion.
More control.
That's exactly right. And that's what government does. And you know how politicians are. It doesn't have to do anything necessarily with motorcycles. This is the big picture. Politicians do not want to be perceived as do-nothings. It would be heresy for any politician to come into office and say, you know what, my policy now that I'm in office is not going to be to pass 1,000 more laws in this session. My job is going to be to repeal a bunch of stupid laws. How do you think that would go over? It'd be a wet blanket. So the only choice that politicians have these days is to pass more and more legislation, and feel-good legislation like this one, this Mallory's Law, is a perfect example of how politicians use their constituents to make themselves look good while the rest of us pay the price for bad laws.
Yeah, like I say, never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, never let it. That's exactly right. You know, that applies to the war on terror, the drug war, you name it. It goes on to a million things. Anytime there's a crisis, we have to automatically pass a bunch of laws that impede further on people's freedoms because of a few bad people who are either idiots or who are bad inherently.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. What do we do?
Tim, enjoy your program.
All right, thanks. Yeah, what do we do? I mean, is there anything we can do? I feel so helpless and so frustrated right now. And it's not anything against this family. You know, they're good people. And there is not a doubt in my mind that the parents and some of the people who instigated this had nothing but good intentions. Good intentions, as always, come with unintended consequences, and they pave that proverbial road to hell. And that's where we are with this tiny little law that everybody thought was going to be such a blessing to everyone that's going to do nothing but cause problems.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. Right now, mortgage rates are as low as they've been in nearly 55 years. Dwight Eisenhower was president of the United States the last time we saw rates this low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%, APR 4.22%. At Quicken Loans, all we do are mortgages, and we do them in all 50 states across America. No checking accounts, no savings accounts, and no free toasters. Your highly trained mortgage banker will work with you to understand your goals and then find a program that best fits your unique situation. That's why 94% of our clients say they'd refer their friends and family members to Quicken Loans. You've got to take advantage of today's super low interest rates right now. In fact, the rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Amazon Backyards is your headquarters for portable buildings made on site at their location on Highway 80 near the old Water Wonderland Park in Midland. When you have an Apex building from Amazon Backyards, you can count on quality construction, built just like a house with custom options to meet any design need. Amazon Backyards will see the project through. Amazon Backyards has a great selection for all your backyard needs, jacuzzis, swing sets, backyard furniture, and grills. And be sure to log on to www.toyfarmusa.com and see the great selection of toys for the kids. That's toyfarmusa.com. Made in America, of course. And stop by the showroom on Highway 80. Look for the pirate ship by the Old Water Wonderland. Amazon Backyards is also your exclusive local headquarters for Vermont teddy bears.
Hi, this is Danny Mitchell from your local Midas. Oil just isn't the only fluid you need to change. Come by Midas. We will check your radiator fluid, power steering fluid, and your transmission fluid. And don't forget, we are America's leader in brakes. We do more brake jobs than anyone. At Midas, we specialize in same-day service, and we service all national account and fleet vehicles. Midas, we fix everything. 3301 West Wall Street in Midland, 3512 Andrews Highway in Odessa.
Trust the Midas touch.
A message from a real informant.
I work in the IT department of my company. Early into the job, I learned that we were using unauthorized business software. I told my manager about it, but he chose to ignore it. It really bugged me that we were pirating software. I knew it was wrong and illegal, so I reported it confidentially to the Business Software Alliance at nopiracy.org.
Report business software piracy confidentially today at nopiracy.org. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or search BSA. You could even get a cash reward.
What's going on?
620-8700 is the phone number. Tim Kreitz filling in for Captain Watchdog. That's what happens when you let the fill-in guy press the buttons, man. I thought, well, I'll go ahead and put him on the air, and he'll hear the bumper music, and he'll just wait until I do my little intro, but I think I confused you. So here, let me give you the phone, sweep. All right, you're the next caller. Let me have it. What's up?
Hey, what's the? I just got on. What's the discussion of the day?
I tell you what, Harry. Why don't you? The discussion of the day is bad laws with unintended consequences that discriminate against groups that are perceived to be bad or inept people.
That's perfect. Oh my God, that's exactly what I was going to call up to talk about.
Okay, well, lay it on me. I'm giving, well, as usual, I give you more leeway and benefit of the doubt than any other KWEL host. I hope you appreciate that.
Well, you know, Captain Watchdog, he had a fellow on the other day who was an advocate for constitutional law. He was an advocate of that and a scholar of constitutional law. And I asked the question, is any learned body or any person that's empowered to enforce laws or to implement policy, if they see that homosexuals are being denied rights like the freedom to marry, the freedom to serve in the military, if they receive legislation indicating that these are violations of the U.S. Constitution, that these citizens are being denied their rights, can anybody say that this is wrong, that they are not being denied their rights, that they're going after special rights?
Well,
did you understand my question?
Right.
Or what my...
Now, there are some things I agree with you on and some things I don't. Now, I think that with regard to gay marriage in particular, the problem is the flat out just the existence of government and their meddling in marriage. Okay, The last time I checked, we had quasi separation of church and state. I know that doesn't appear in the Constitution anywhere. Don't call me up with all that. But we are not supposed to have a government that oversees religious actions and religious institutions. Do you agree with that?
Moral law.
Okay. Well, right. You can look at it that way. Right. So my whole thing on this is that if Adam and Steve want to get married, or if Adam and Eve want to get married, the arrangement is between those two people and their idea of God. There is no reason for the government to be in the mix. There's no reason for the government to come into a religious institution and say, we're going to license this. Well, then, you know what? It's not a right at all. It's really not even, if you want to look at it technically, it's not even really a right for heterosexuals, because they got to go get a license and pay for a license to do it. So that's my main problem with the whole gay marriage thing, is that I don't think government should have anything to do with it. It should be free will, religious or free will arrangements between people within whatever their religious context is, and then we should have other legal institutions and legal things set up to where they can arrange their estates for beneficiaries and insurance and things like that. I don't think that all should be done under the marriage umbrella.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Now, as a Christian person, do I necessarily endorse the homosexual lifestyle? Well, I'll be pretty honest. I don't really care. I don't care either way. From a religious standpoint, there are some things against it, but everything I find in my Bible, all I can find is where it says that two women shouldn't lay together. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on how you're looking at it. You know, a man shouldn't lay with a man or a beast, and, you know, I don't know, man. We probably shouldn't even bring the religious aspect into it. All I know is that I am 100% for not aggressing against my neighbor like this bill we're talking about does. I am 100% for live and let live. I'm for letting people make their own choices and live in freedom so long as they don't aggress upon other people with their actions. And I think gay marriage is part of that. I mean, you can't, as a conservative or a liberal or a libertarian or however you describe yourself, you cannot have inconsistency in your principles. You either have to say, I believe in freedom for people, or I don't. And the minute we start letting our ideologies into it, we tread on dangerous ground. That's how I feel about it.
Right. And I mean, that's exactly how I feel about it. Whether I'm a homosexual or not, the idea is if I'm a judge or if I'm a Supreme Court justice and I'm getting this information and they block out the parts that say this is a gay person, and then we look at the things that this person is being denied as an American citizen, then I think that there's absolutely no way to come to it. There's no other conclusion to come to other than that these people are being discriminated against. And again, I'm not saying that reparations are in order or anything like that. I'm just saying that any justice picking up these issues about gay rights or gay marriage or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, if you block out the words gay, then what you're actually dealing with is discrimination against a citizen of the United States of America, and that is not right.
Right. And if you were to block out the word sport bike in this piece of legislation we're talking about today, you would see that it's nothing but discrimination against people who ride sport bikes. Discrimination and force and coercion against one another has become how we do things anymore in this country, and it leads to less freedom for everyone, and no one seems to understand that. But that's where we are. All right, I'm going to take another call.
All right. All right,
you too. I can't believe we didn't argue about something today. We're usually at odds about one thing or another. So, hey, how about that? A little common ground between me and Handbag Harry. You're next on KWEL.
Hey, this is completely off topic, man.
That's fine. Your phone's breaking up. Don't make me hit the drop button. Get it tuned in and let me have it.
All right. Well, I just seen a Dune Sagebrush lizard.
Did you really? Did you step on it? Kill them all, man.
He was chanting, yes, we can, and then he failed.
Oh, consider that one stolen. All right, yeah, you know, here's what we do, people. This is what you got to do right now. If you don't want, the only way that our best and most practical course of action with the sagebrush lizard to keep it off of the endangered species list is to kill them all right now before they go on. If we can get them extinct before they go on to the endangered species list, we won't have to worry about the EPA and the federal government coming in here and affecting negatively our ability to drill. So I'm telling you right now, if you love this part of the world and you love the industries that keep us alive out here, kill a sagebrush lizard today. Thanks for the call, man.
Hello, I'm Carolyn Hunt. I'm a longtime Midlander. I work for Midland Independent School District, and I'm a teacher at Midland High School. When I started having trouble with my shoulder, rotator cuff, my primary care physician referred me directly to Paradigm.
Bill Dodson. And he wanted me coming 3 days a week for treatment. And because Bill Dodson is so committed to his patients, he would see me on Sunday morning before church. Right away, I knew that this man really was committed to his patients, committed to treating people, that their care came first, almost before himself. As a matter of fact, I sent my younger brother out to Paradigm when he had back issues. Anytime any of my colleagues, my friends, people I know have physical issues that I think could be helped with physical therapy, I tell them, you don't go anyplace but Bill Dodson, Paradigm. He'll take care of you.
And now, 60 Seconds of Savage.
I think we're going to go into arranged marriages very soon in America, all over again. Now, we're living through one of the most libertine ages in American history where everybody's doing it like bees and bugs. Bees and bugs. Human beings are now mating in the Western world like bees and bugs.
More savagisms after this.
Can you imagine a world without children? A world where children don't play or dream or imagine?
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're working every day to find cures for diseases that strike down children. Because we can't imagine a world without children. Can you?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Call 1-800-931-0800 or log on to stjude.org.
Savage. So for whatever it is, without negating it, they are. That's why the white people are no longer having babies, by and large. And such, and why the entire population is dying out, other than immigrants who are having children. What's going to happen, and I don't know when, how many years, my suspicion is that there's going to be an emerging generation that is the opposite of this lascivious, do-it-in-the-road type of generation. And I think we're going to go back to an almost Victorian sensibility with regard to sexuality. That's what I think is going to happen in this country.
Savage.
$7,800 is the phone number. My name is Tim Kreitz. You know me by now, right? Your faithful fill-in friend doing the job for Captain Watchdog, who is on family duty tonight. All right, listen up. I want to clarify a couple things. First of all, I'm behind on spots, as usual, but I do want to get in at least one or two more phone calls. But I do want to make it very clear that this opposition to HB 2470 is in no way and should in no way be construed as aggression or hatred for or anger with the family of the girl who died, whose death was the instigation for all this. I wish them God's peace. It was a very tragic thing. I lost a loved one to murder in a robbery some years ago, and it is one of the most devastating things a family can go through. This is not about the circumstances necessarily of that death. This is about using it as an excuse to aggress against my rights, which in all good conscience, I just simply cannot stand for under any circumstances. And I'm sorry for the loss. There's no question about it. But I got to stand up for my way of life, too. You are next on KWEL. What's happening?
Tim, as a libertarian, I disagree totally with your stand on marriage. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The country adopted those mores and norms on their own through generation, and then you're going to come along 200 years later and say, well, that's not right because, you know, those norms I don't agree with. And so I don't understand how you can sit there and say that an institution like marriage, which is a religious institution that the country adopted, and then come back and say that we were going to change it. Well, they were wrong.
Okay. Now, I've heard you mention before on Craig's show that you are a black man. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, surely, as a student of black history yourself, you know that there were, for all intents and purposes in this country, no such thing as marriage licensing until the end of the Civil War. Do you understand that? And do you know why?
Well, basically, probably because
they did not want racial intermingling. And
okay.
after the end of the Civil War is where you saw the first major push to have marriage licensing. The government wasn't interested in licensing marriage before. They were trying to keep black people and white people from marrying each other. It's wrong. And so you need to be careful what you support as far as government licensing of the activities in our life, because to me, and in my opinion, is that those laws are based in racism. Same thing with gun laws. If you look at gun laws, the first proliferation of gun laws in this country happened at the end of the Civil War, and it was to keep black people from having guns. And so I'm not trying to come down on you, and I know that you're standing up for what you believe is a moral stance and something you believe in, and I'm a Christian person too. I assume you are by your call. But we've got to really look at the genesis of these laws and pay attention to how they came into being and look at really what we're supporting when we support this stuff, because I'm not a racist.
Okay, well, so I've got one question for you. Well, first of all, after, you know, when that type of standard was challenged in the Supreme Court, it was overturned. And sodomy laws have been overturned.
Sure, absolutely.
We acknowledge that Martha Washington was George Washington's wife. We acknowledge that Dolly Madison was James Madison's wife. So what I'm saying is,
right,
we acknowledge, even though it might not be marriage licensing,
we still acknowledge
that this person's wife and this is this person's husband.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not necessarily sure what you're driving at there, but I can tell you that a Texas peace officer, for example, if he goes on a disturbance call, okay, and he gets there, and this guy walks out of the house and says, "That's my wife right there." In the eyes of the law, at that point, whether they have a marriage license or whether they actually are married or not, they are married at that point. They're married because they say they are. That's common law marriage, and that's the way it used to be before the proliferation of licensing. So, I mean, in a way, yeah, you're right. I mean, we recognize marriage because people enter into that covenant of their own free will, and then they live that their life in a certain way and express it to others as that. So, you know, I mean, this is a social quandary, to be sure. But I believe it's instigated by government.
Thanks, Jim. That's an interesting call.
Bye. All right, you bet. Thanks for your call. I mean, I'm telling you, anytime you're in question, anytime you have a question, ladies and gentlemen, always choose the route of non-aggression against your fellow man. Every time.
This is Salvin Collins with Legacy Real Estate. We are humbled, and it is an honor and privilege to serve the Permian Basin with their real estate needs. It is a great time to buy, sell, or trade with the lowest mortgage rates in the last 50 years. Please give us a call at 687-6500 in Midland or 550-6200 in Odessa. Or see all our agents and all the listings at legacyrealestate.com. Remember, it's your home and it's your legacy.
Having the flu is tough. Avoiding it is easy. At Rite Aid, right now, get a quick and simple flu shot at select Rite Aid pharmacies. It's the best way to steer clear of and stay. Flu shots are just $24.99 and are covered by many insurance plans. We'll even give you $100 in Rite Aid coupon savings. Visit RiteAid.com/flu to find an immunizing Rite Aid pharmacist near you.
Coupons and vaccines available in select stores while supplies last. No purchase necessary to receive coupons. Age restrictions apply in some states. See store for details.
Amazon Backyards is your headquarters for portable buildings made on site at their location on Highway 80 near the old Water Wonderland Park in Midland. When you have an apex building from Amazon Backyards, you can count on quality construction, built just like a house with custom options to meet any design need. Amazon Backyards will see the project through. Amazon Backyards has a great selection for all your backyard needs, jacuzzis, swing sets, backyard furniture, and grills. And be sure to log on to www.toyfarmusa.com and see the great selection of toys for the kids. That's toyfarmusa.com. Made in America, of course. And stop by the showroom on Highway 80. Look for the pirate ship by the Old Water Wonderland. Amazon Backyards is also your exclusive local headquarters for Vermont teddy bears.
Hi, this is D. Carter with the Carter Financial Group. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the market and watching your IRAs and CDs slowly waste away, we have the solution. Our clients have experienced some really great returns with our retirement income products without the stress of worrying about whether the market rises or falls. If you're interested in doubling your retirement income value in 10 years or less with no risk to your principal, give us a call at 685-1372 or drop into our office at 1030 Andrews Highway, Suite 205, and let us show you how 35 years of experience here in West Texas can benefit you. And remember, the coffee pot is always on.
We've seen a lot of changes that have happened over the years. Some things have always remained constant. Without a doubt, the strength at Kelview is definitely it's our people, it's the family that we have here, the care that it is genuine. When you walk in there, it's just, it's almost like you have a sense I'm home. For people
like you. Kelview Heights Baptist Church, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on this station.
The Bar, 606 West Missouri in downtown Midland. Always great food being served. Burgers, steaks, chicken fried steaks, and lots of specialty items. And the Saturday morning brunch. There's not a better breakfast anyplace. And after work, a great place to meet your friends for a social gathering. Scott Gunn at the Bar invites you in for lunch and your favorite beverage after work. And live entertainment on the weekend. The Bar, 606 West Missouri in downtown Midland.
Get your local news each morning at 8. Brought to you by the McCreeless Company in Odessa. The McCreeless Company, your headquarters for flags, flagpoles, and banners. 1318 North Grant in Odessa.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Dodson, the host of Body Talk here on KWEL. Body Talk is a show designed to answer your questions about health, medicine, nutrition, and exercise. So if you have a question about your health or about anything body-related, join me here from 2 to 3 o'clock every Saturday on AM 1070 KWEL.
Talk. What does the perfect cannonball sound like? Is it like this?
Woohoo! Or is it more like this?
Woohoo! We were determined to find out. Even Griswold gave it a shot. We kept it going till the sun went down. And after we dried off, we treated ourselves to some Nestle drumstick cones. It was the perfect way to end a perfect day.
Good times call for a nutty, crunchy, chocolatey drumstick.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle Blue Freezer. So grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest store.
Forever Summer!
And gals, faithful KWEL listeners, thank you for hanging out with me, Tim Kreitz, today as I sit in for the venerable and wonderful Captain Watchdog, who's on family duty today. I hope it seemed like you were interested in the material, so that's good. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for always accepting me whenever I do this. I know listening to the fill-in guy can be kind of weird sometimes, but if there's anything I can pass on to you all as we fade out with Sledgehammer, as I always do, it's that initiating aggression is never the answer. Never. Persuasion in matters of freedom is the best policy. It's the only moral choice. The only moral choice. Initiating aggression is immoral. No matter what your reason is, no matter how great a reason you think you have, no matter how noble you think your reason is, when you initiate force against the free will of another person in matters of freedom, you are wrong. You are wrong. Love one another, take care of each other, and keep that in mind in your daily dealings. Thanks very much for hanging in with me today. I do believe that Captain Watchdog is going to be back tomorrow. And it's Texas History Friday. That means that he and Mickey are going to be on the air, and they'll talk about all kinds of groovy stuff. I finally read that book, by the way. Sleuthing the Alamo. Very, very, very cool book. And I recommend that you guys go out and get it and enjoy it. I love Texas and I love Texas history, and I'm all about keeping Texas free. And as long as I've got a voice, I'll use it for what I think is right. And I appreciate you guys supporting me in that. And we'll just send you out with some Peter Gabriel. We'll see you next time, whenever that is. Good night.
The latest
locally
from
owned,
ABC News,
sending
Yalla Balanta Osama bin Laden's diary was among the files seized by the Navy SEALs who killed him.
ABC's Stephen
Portnoy tells us what was written in it.
Among his musings, Osama bin Laden.